How can I find God's will for me in my life? You know, we search for God's will through prayer, through song, through reading Scripture. We look to find what God wants us to do. Our scripture selection comes to us from Proverbs chapter 3. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 1 through 6. But especially take note on verses 5 and 6. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee, and bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and of man. Trust in the Lord with all of thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. May we pray. Heavenly Father, as we come to you this morning, we thank you, Lord, for calling our names and having us here in this, your house. May we worship together gloriously and give you the thanks and the praise for all that we receive here this morning. It is not about me. It is not about the singers or any. It is about you, our Lord, our Maker, our Savior. We do thank you for all the music makers, the singers. Lord, we thank you for all of that. But you, O Lord, are worthy to be praised. In Jesus' name, amen. I don't know how many people have been to Eskimo land. I certainly hadn't. Sue keeps saying, let's go to Alaska. The last time I checked my closet, there was one thing in there that had Alaska on it. But she wants to go so bad. When Eskimos travel through northern Alaska, they're often in danger. Blizzards come about in no time. There's no natural landmarks, very few permanent roads to guide them. In a snowstorm, even familiar trails are hard to follow. And the possibility of freezing to death is a constant threat. Also a threat is polar bears. That's another reason I wouldn't want to visit there. I'm allergic to them biting me. So the trails are marked with tripods. And they have lights on them. They have tape around them. You can see, even in a blinding snowstorm, you can see a faint outline on these tripods. By following the tripods, the travelers can find their way. Now, as we go about reading the scripture, Sometimes we need God's tripods to show us the way. Maybe we can't figure out where we need to be next. But God's tripods are throughout. They're illustrated. We need to seek divine guidance throughout the Scriptures. Human schemes are wretched with substitutes for this divine guidance. Life is made up of choices. And very often we have no idea what choice to make and what is best for our lives. And sometimes we get in God's way of Him showing us what is best for us. But wise Christians learn to spot God's tripods. And I've just thrown out three of these tripods this morning that was in this scripture, in particular in verses 5 and 6. First, the prerequisites for divine guidance. The first prerequisite is confidence in the sovereign God. Do you have confidence that God knows best, that He has your best interest at heart? Do you have confidence that God knows where you need to be, when you need to be there, and what Scripture can help get you there? Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Verse 5 tells us that this morning. And lean not unto thine own understanding. So if we're not going to lean on our own understanding, who are we going to trust? God. The wise writer of Proverbs gives us some wisdom as to where to turn, who to turn to. The second prerequisite is cautioning regarding ourselves. Again, lean not upon your own understanding. The third prerequisite is consideration. In all of your ways, acknowledge Him. Our actions must be examined in the light of God's will for our lives. Consulting Him, look for God to give you the right answers, the right guidance, the right way to do something, and the right place to be. God gave us collectively an opportunity to be in this His house this morning, to hear His words. These are not mine. These are God's words. We need to recognize that God's plan for us is best. We can find that right here in Proverbs. But Jeremiah 29:11 says the exact same thing. Recognizing that His plan for us is best. So the first of God's tripods that I was talking that I will be talking about was the prerequisites for divine guidance. The second one is a promise of divine guidance. And he shall direct your ways. Verse 6 says, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. We have God's word on it. It's right there in black and white. God will direct our paths. Proverbs 3, verse 6 assures us that God guides his children in our daily lives. The Christian should never wonder or worry if God will guide. His guidance is personal. He wants to direct us straight and plain, safely to our journey's end. Last night about 9:30, when my phone rang and it was Earl, and Earl said, "Preacher, I've just got to share something with you." He said, my brother Shorty passed, and I'm not sad one bit. I'm happy. He's not suffering. He stopped. I said, "Go on and say what I think you're going to say." He said, "Preacher, about 2 hours before he passed away, he called us in the room, all of his family, and he said, 'I want us to pray together.'" And he said, "Earl, will you start it off?" And Earl did. And when they got through, Shorty just said, "Family, I have just accepted Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, and I'm going to heaven." Within 2 hours, he was dead. We all prayed for Shorty. I've been to see him in the hospital several times. And all he would say was, "I'm okay, preacher. I've been a good guy." Being a good guy doesn't save you, does it? Being a good woman doesn't save you. Accepting Jesus Christ saves you. When Earl told me that, I was so tickled. Earl said, "Preacher, I can't have one sorrowful moment right now. I don't." I said, "I understand, Earl." You don't think God was guiding Shorty and the rest of the family? The Lord is vitally interested in directing us in every area, in all circumstances of our life. God's guidance is perfect. God's guidance is infallible. God's guidance is reliable. And it's trustworthy. Divine guidance is patient. God leads His children step by step. And I sure am glad God has patience. From the time God first started calling me into the ministry, took me 2.5 years to accept being a pastor. Now I'm just sorry I didn't do it 20 years before that. But God is patient with all of His children. And the third one of these tripods, if you will, the principles for divine guidance. Submission to the sovereign God is a key principle in guidance. The Lord is not looking for better methods. He's not looking for better men and women. God is looking for surrendered hearts. Shorty surrendered his last night. We praise God for that. Another principle of divine guidance is searching the Scriptures. God speaks to His children through His Word, called the Holy Bible. Supplication in the Spirit is necessary to gain divine guidance. Daily disciplined, diligent searching and reading God's Word is a necessity to obtain this divine guidance. We are also needed to use this as suggestions for our soulmate. The advice of our close friends, our close family members. The final principle is satisfaction in the soul. It's an inner conviction. We in the South call it gut instinct. It's a sense of peace from God about a possible course of action. In his booklet, Getting to Know the Will of God, Dr. Alan Redman tells about trying to decide whether he should enter the ministry or stay in his present profession. He was the senior staff member for the vice presidents for Imperial Chemical Industries. He made a list on the paper of all the reasons to confirm, yes, I will go into the ministry, or I will stay in business. And he started praying. He started listing the good points about going to the ministry, the good points about staying in the business world. He started praying, Lord, I am not here to evade you. I'm here because I want you to know that I seek your will in my life. What happened? I'm glad you asked. Day after day, he prayed and he kept making lists about what he needed to do. As I read this book, I thought of some of the things that I did, said, added to my list, crossed off my list, and where it took me 2.5 years to make up my mind. It took Dr. Alan Redman only 6 months. And he said, too much was at stake to go quickly into this. And he wanted to diligently find the will of God. And he found it as he sought the Lord through his daily reading and meditation through the Scriptures. He has become a great preacher. A great preacher in the Dallas, Texas area. The great question is not, will God guide me? But am I willing to be led by the Savior? His plans are perfect. His paths are pleasant. And His presence is promised for every step of the way. George Truett once said, to know the will of God is the greatest knowledge any person could ever have. To do the will of God, he said, is the greatest achievement. For those who have sought the will of God in your life, congratulations. For those of you who know what God wants you to do, that's great. Some people still struggle with that. I found this poem, if thou but suffer God to guide thee, and hope in Him through all thy ways, He'll give thee strength, whatever betide thee, and bear thee through the evil days. May we pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You, Lord, that You have given us divine guidance. You have showed us what is right, and You continue to do that. Father, we seek Your divine guidance every day of our lives. May You continue to light our paths. We give You the praise and glory for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Only trust Him. You know, man will let you down sometimes, even your best friends or even your family members. God never will. If you would like to give your life to Christ, please come forward. If you would like to join our church, we would love to have you. Only trust Him. May we stand as we sing.